WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee holding a hearing for the nomination of Mike Waltz, President Trump's former national security advisor, who left the post amid the signal chat controversy with cabinet members discussing U.S. strikes in Yemen. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Chris Coons said that he doesn't believe Waltz has expressed significant remorse about this signal issue and that he's concerned that some kind of sensitive conversations could happen on signal again. The question hanging over this process is, would any Democrats cross party lines with what we presume to be all Republicans and vote to advance Waltz's nomination, because the UN ambassador is typically a nomination that gets broad bipartisan support in other administrations in the past.
President Trump traveling to Pennsylvania today. He'll deliver remarks at an energy and innovation summit in the state. Russia responded to President Trump's arms deal with NATO to send weapons to Ukraine, launching fresh aerial strikes on Ukraine overnight. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed due to tariff concerns. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. On Monday, Attorney General Josh Cole announced the new lawsuit filed with 23 other states over title funding in schools. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration's decision to withhold over $6 billion for K-12 schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. The U.S. Department of Education informed states that it would not distribute that title funding on June 30th, including around $80 million in Wisconsin alone. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is highlighting a recent third wave report that projects hospitals in the state will lose nearly $265 million a year under the Republican budget bill. In a statement, Senator Baldwin said the bill will shutter hospitals and put additional strain on already struggling healthcare workers for the sake of a tax cut for the top 0.1%. The bill is projected to terminate healthcare for about 270,000 Wisconsin residents and places some rural hospitals in the state at a disproportionate risk of closure. Barron Electric Cooperative officials have announced another significant donation to three local organizations. The cooperative made three $1,000 donations to Chippewa Valley Council Scouting America, Northern Star Scouting, and Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. The funding for the donations came from unclaimed cashback credits from former members through the Federated Youth Foundation. The foundation has specific rules about how the cashback credit funds can be used, so the cooperative was unable to use them to reduce rates. Construction work on a much-needed housing project in Ashland could finally get underway in the coming months. Officials say the proposed 130-unit housing development at the former Roffer site on Beezer Avenue could break ground as soon as September, now that the city has reached a development agreement for its construction. The city has been pursuing a housing project at the vacant brownfield site since 2022. Barring any further delays, major construction work on the housing development project will begin next year. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers add more players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have wrapped up their picks in the Major League Baseball draft. Milwaukee adding 22 new players to the organization, 8 position players, and 14 pitchers. The All-Star game is tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta there along with closer Trevor McGill.
I'm pretty fired up, that's for damn sure. Just happy to be around this clubhouse, you know, and great group of guys to enjoy this with, that's for damn sure.
Ask rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski what was his favorite All-Star game to watch growing up. The Miz says it was the one he saw in person back in 2012 in his hometown at the age of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one in Kansas City. What, that would have been 12? 12, there you go. I remember going to that and seeing that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that all the big stars were in one place. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A flood watch is in effect as showers and storms bring heavy, torrential rainfall that could put down 1 to 4 inches. Not only is there the risk for flash flooding, but also damaging high wind gusts, and a tornado is possible too. And it's a hot and humid one with highs striking the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be on our first leg of our tour with Jane and Greg at their home at Radio City Park in Racine, along with Zommers and Kringle. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour. So the knife to a gunfight is the phrase that's being used all over social media right now to describe Donald Trump's announcement yesterday that he's taking on Russia. He's going to take on Vladimir Putin in 50 days. Yeah. Yeah. Vlad, you got 50 days. Just bomb the crap out of that country. According to Ukrainian media, there were over 5,000 attacks on Ukraine yesterday after Trump made this announcement. He basically what he said is, Vladimir, I'm going to give you a month and a half, 50 days. Do your best. If you can't subjugate that country, if you cannot destroy Kyiv, if you cannot get Zelensky assassinated, if you cannot pull that thing off in 50 days, then we got to talk. And everybody's like, oh, Trump's getting tough on Putin. Are you kidding me? Now, the one thing Trump did say that I thought was interesting, he had that press availability. He was just kind of talking off the top of his head. And he said, yeah, I go home and I tell Melania, hey, I got a nice call from Vladimir. And then she says to me, but then he starts dropping bombs on Kyiv. Now, when Trump said that, I'm watching this, right? We saw it live on television, and I'm like, wait a minute. Trump didn't know that Russia was bombing the crap out of Kyiv literally the minute that he started the phone conversation with Putin? I mean, it was like Russia's way of saying, ha-ha, take that, Donnie, right? But apparently he didn't know. His wife had to tell him. Which leads to my second revelation, which is that Melania is not watching Fox News. She's watching CNN. Seriously. Because if you watch Fox News, you don't know that any of this stuff is going on. This is why the whole MAGA base is so shocked about the Epstein stuff, is that, they've been watching Fox News for the last decade. They had no idea Trump had anything to do with Jeff Epstein. And, and his big threat, I'm going to put 100% tariff on Russian goods imported into the United States. Yeah, right. Although, we'll put a big tariff on countries that trade with Russia. Yeah. Taco, right? Trump always chickens out. Meanwhile, remember the Huffman family? You may not. Derek Huffman is this right-wing guy. Who decided that he's from Texas, and he decided that he just did not like the family values of the United States, and that Russia has been, through their publicity channels and propaganda channels and whatnot, they've been talking about, we don't put up with them queer people here in Russia, and we don't have any gay marriage here in Russia, and we don't Russia's one of the only countries in the world that allows child pornography. Apparently nobody told the Huffman family that, which is it got a lot of people concerned because they've stolen over 100,000 children from Ukraine so far. But anyhow, this Derek Huffman, he figured that if he wanted to raise his kids, him and his wife, and raise their kids in a country where you had traditional values and without Western propaganda, that they would move to Russia. So they up and moved to Russia. And guess what? He just got drafted and sent to Ukraine. His wife is doing social media right now, where she's just walking along and talking to, you know, to the camera, and she's complaining about the fact that they haven't gotten paid. He's supposed to be paid. He's in the military. And they told us that he wouldn't go in the military, and then they said, okay, well, he's got to go in the military, but we'll put him behind the front lines. He used to be a welder, so he can be a repair guy for the tanks and things. And she says, but now it looks like they're putting him up in the front lines. And we don't know what to do. And I'm like, man, there's just no cure for stupid. At the same time, I really feel sad for these people. I mean, they're victims, Derek Huffman and his wife and their kids. They are the victims of this right-wing propaganda machine that has taken over the United States, and particularly the ways that Zuckerberg and Musk et al. Have tweaked their algorithms so that, you know, if you live in that right-wing bubble in the social media world, it just gets wilder and more extreme until finally you're just like, hey, Marge, get the kids, let's go to Russia. And that's exactly what they did. And it's a tragedy. It's really kind of sad. I have no delight in this, although it is kind of, well, whatever. I just, and finally, the last story here. No, pick up your calls here. You remember a week or so ago, I think this all broke when Louise and I were in Norway, as I recall. That Musk had tweaked Grok. Grok is his AI invention, you know, his AI product. And he had tweaked it so that apparently he was training it on 4chan or something like that. And he eliminated the guardrails and so that it could say things that were not politically correct. So what did it say? It said, "I love Hitler," you know. And this woman with a Jewish name. It actually was some kind of a front account, but you know that's kind of irrelevant. It was it looked like it was a woman with a Jewish name, was saying things that were kind of anti-Trump or anti-Musk or whatever it was. I don't recall specifically. And somebody asked Grok about it, and Grok said, "Well, Hitler would have known what to do with people like them, like her, you know, with a Jewish surname." In fact, even said Ashkenazi Jew, right? I mean, this is. Grok is like deep into Nazism. So, of course, the Pentagon, which is, you know, run by that guy with the giant Crusader cross tattooed to his left or right bicep, the former alcoholic, former, we'll see. I don't know. But anyhow, the Pentagon says, "Hey, let's hire Grok to advise us on," and I quote, "national security and critical science applications." What could possibly go wrong, right? I mean, what could possibly go wrong? I'm just, it's kind of breathtaking. It's kind of breathtaking. And that, you know, there really is no cure for stupid. I mean, that's terrible. All right. What's on your mind today? Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to raise one concern and then just get to why I called. But, you know, I'm most concerned with the budget that ICE has just received. And as you even report, there's already 200, facilities that they've built. I think that once they get a hold of that budget, I think we're going to see some real crazy changes, things that we just can't even expect.
Yeah. When Hitler went down in flames, there were 580 or something like that concentration camps in Germany. These were not death camps. These were labor camps, and although a lot of people died in them. And Wouldn't surprise me if we beat that record. I mean, we're a bigger country, of course, physically and population-wise, but wouldn't surprise me at all. You say that you think that there will be things that we can't even imagine. You know, what? Exercise your imagination here, Caleb. What specifically are you thinking of?
Well, I really believe that we're going to see politicians rounded up. I believe we're going to see political enemies rounded up. I believe we're going to see a lot of stuff that we just could never fathom in this country. And I don't know how else to make sense of this when we're giving this private police force that their only job is to police America. We're giving them more money than what Russia even uses for their military budget.
That's right. Yeah, the ISIS budget now will be larger than the Russian military budget. And the Russian military budget is huge right now because they're in the middle of a war.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you could say, well, it's a budget for a war against America, right here in America. Caleb,
correct.
Thank you. Spot on. Good talking to you. Thank you so much. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with your calls.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breathe, is breathe. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work. I sleep really well with them. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com. And to get 25% off, check out with the product promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. When rights erased with the stroke of a pen, while fascist fists rise up again, he grins while mobs in camo gear scream his name and march with fear. You cheer the chaos, call it liberation, but it's tyranny clear on Trump's eve of devastation. He bowed to Putin, kissed the crown, let dictators push our nation down. 2 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. We had one of our conservative callers was on the line. I was going to put him up next, but he just dropped off. Oh, well. Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Trump is going down. He's going down, 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 down.
You really believe
down.
I mean, this guy's got more lives than nine cats, you know?
No. John, listen, brother. Look here. The one thing that a redneck and a Pan-Africanist have in common, they don't like pedophiles. It's okay to be a tax cheat. It's okay to, violate the espionage violations, which call for the death penalty. It's okay to participate in election fraud. John, you can sexually assault a white woman. You can kill 1 million people as a result of your poor COVID-19 responses. You can violate the Emoluments Clause. All of those are acceptable sins. But let me tell you something. Being a pedophile, that'll get you raped in prison and hung in the South. Yeah. A house of cards, Tom.
Especially the cute little white girls.
A house of cards is going down. That island, it's a Pandora's box. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, it's about to open, including information about a murder on our soil. I'm talking about blackmail. I'm talking about Mossad. I'd hate to think what Jeffrey Sachs had to say about this. I'm telling you, Tom, they're not going to let this one go. You can't change the news cycle, man. We can go to war with Iran, but they're not letting this one go, man. This is what's going to take him down. He's going down, down, down.
Do you think Donald Trump would try to start a war in order to change the subject?
He has no choice. Look what Netanyahu's doing.
I'm talking about, like going after Moscow. Or
It won't be that way. They'll have to tie it into Iran. But he needs a distraction. And, Tom, you're older than me, smarter than me. Number one distraction you can get is a war. And this is the first time I've ever heard this in the annals of American history. A war ain't stopping this one, baby. If you got a pedophile in the White House, they'll treat him the same way they did Benito Mussolini. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They're not having it. They don't have it, Tom. Like I tell you, all them other sins are acceptable. But you're not going for messing with no kids, man. They can't handle it. It's too much. It's too much to put on their plate.
Yeah.
Okay, go get you a new thing.
Yeah, for people who don't know, with Mussolini, they hung him, and then they hung him upside down on a lamppost, and it was along with his mistress. It was not a good thing. It was not good. Thank you very much for that call, Morris. Always nice hearing from you. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm glad they let you into the United States.
I am, too.
I would be concerned about traveling abroad just for that reason. Hey, earlier you had someone call in about the 3.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I'm working with my indivisible groups for our Thursday turnout. And, you know, we got to keep working forward on it. But I don't think that's going to happen until something major happens. Because people have been so normalized. Actually, the term for it is actually hyper-normalization.
Yeah.
And until there's actually some event that actually gets people motivated, we're going to have a hard time getting those people out. And it's just the plain fact. Personally, I think it's going to be an economic collapse, but it could be a number of other events that occur. Mm-hmm. But until we finally get that one big event that people are just going to get so outraged and say, what, you know, for the nice word for it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to end up getting that 3.5%.
You know, a recession could do it, although, you know, I remember we had a really severe recession under Reagan. In fact, I think we might have had two of them, you know, one in 81 and one in 86 or 7, as I recall. But and we had a pretty bad recession, you know, almost a depression under Bush. And you know, they both seemed to bounce back. Reagan certainly bounced back from it. I mean, you know, he was still popular when he left the White House. Bush, probably not so much. But I wonder if, you know, if unemployment goes up 2-3 points, if inflation goes up a couple of points, you know, without the right-wing noise machine stoking outrage about it like they did during Biden's presidency, I'm not sure it'll catch.
Yeah, I don't know if that would catch it either. I'm thinking more along the lines of a lot of people don't realize with the financial situation is going, a lot of this money is being backed up with cryptocurrency and other things, stuff that isn't real.
Yeah.
And I can see where we end up with something similar to the housing crisis that we had with the subprime mortgages.
I agree.
But with these guys having their money backed up by money that isn't real, and all of a sudden find this collapse.
Here's the thing to look for, Ziggy, is when they have trouble selling treasuries. If that day comes, then head for the hills. I think it's a very real possibility. Yeah. No, they're already having to jack up interest rates to do that. Ziggy, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be back with your calls in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
1 out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll talk to State Representative Christian Phelps on the lifting of enrollment caps on voucher schools and new Democratic Party State Chair Devin Remicker.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced more than $174 million of funding for local road maintenance efforts across the state. Nearly $170 million of that funding will go to local governments as general transportation aids. Over $4 million will go to eligible municipalities as connecting highway aids, and the remaining funds will go towards expressway policing aids in Milwaukee County. The funding is meant to help cover the cost of construction and maintenance on local roads. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for fake event and ticket scams with festivals taking place across the state. Organization officials say they've received multiple reports from people who were tricked into purchasing fake tickets to real events or tickets for events that don't exist. The scams typically originate on social media and include links to websites that appear to be legitimate to purchase event tickets. The Better Business Bureau is encouraging residents to research those events and use the official festival websites. A lucky Superior resident purchased a $2 million winning Powerball ticket in the area over the weekend. The Wisconsin Lottery is asking anyone who purchased a Powerball ticket at the Harborview Super 1 on East 2nd Street on Saturday to check their numbers carefully. The winning ticket matched the numbers 8, 16, 24, 33, and 54 for the $2 million prize. They have 180 days from July 12th to claim their winnings with the lottery office. Another $2 million winning ticket was sold in Appleton for the July 5th drawing. The Duluth Police Department is reporting a significant increase in the number of drunk driving arrests through the first few months of this year. Officials say there were 66 DWI cases through the first 3 months of 2025, which is 20 more than through the same point last year. Deputy Chief Ryan Morris says the increased number of arrests is linked to increased enforcement efforts rather than a higher number of drunk driving instances. Officials also say over 60% of the drunk driving cases this year have resulted in enhanced gross misdemeanor charges. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A flood watch is in effect. Showers and storms bring heavy, torrential rainfall that could put down 1 to 4 inches. Not only is there the risk for flash flooding, but also damaging high wind gusts, and a tornado is possible too. And it's a hot and humid one, with highs striking the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, Jim Santel. We'll discuss the big takeaways of the last term of the Supreme Court.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hello.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Hey, this is all too familiar to me. In fact, it happened last week. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough, and you know your body, you know you're getting sick. And your choices are, well, tough it out, get sick, take time off work, or in my case, vacation, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours in urgent care and sit in a room full of coughing people. Or you can do what I did, open your medical emergency kit. I just matched my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, started the right meds, and nipped this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then when you check out, use the promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
A nation bled for liberty now drowns beneath the money stream. They crown the kings we overthrew. Let fascists march in red, white, blue. The Constitution's torn in two. Injustice whispers, what did you do? The billionaires took the bench. Now the laws are rigged, the lines are etched. But we're not bowing, we're not through. We'll raise this flag till it's red, white, true. We've beaten tyrants once before. Roosevelt stand.
Back 36 minutes past the hour, and what's on your mind today, Ron, in Buffalo, New York? Hey, Ron, what's up?
Yeah, you asked about the Supreme Court situation and why they're acting the way they are, and I wondered if this isn't part of it. Part of it is an ego thing, but I think even more importantly, they're worried, Ash, particularly when he's been ignoring, like the Gonzalez case there, where they actually deported this guy without trial, admitted they made a mistake, and then they won't do anything. When they were ordered to get him back, they won't do anything. I wonder if at least some of the more moderates, if you want to call any of the moderates, Roberts and maybe, I don't know who's the other you could say are moderates there, but I wonder if they're worried about becoming an irrelevancy. In other words, if they keep ruling against him, even a little bit, then he ignores them, they become more or less an irrelevancy. I mean, like, who cares? And yeah. I wonder if they're worried about that becoming a precedent, and maybe that's why they're kind of caving in and not even issuing, you know, they're just ruling in favor of him and not even issuing a statement. What do you think about that?
It's a possibility. I mean, you know, at the opening of the show, I raised this question. You know, there are three possible options that they're afraid that they are ideologues, or they've been indoctrinated, or that they're being paid off. Those are not mutually exclusive. And you just added a fourth one, you know, that they basically want to suck up to power and go along to get along, or get along to go along. And it's possible that all four of those things are happening at the same time. Makes a certain amount of sense, doesn't it, Ron?
Yeah, they seem to be seem to minimizing the fact that they're doing so much damage here, but they don't want to be an irrelevancy. That's what I'm getting that feeling. I don't know. It's just maybe it's crazy, but that's what I'm kind of thinking.
I'm the bottom line for me right now is God bless Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor. These two have been writing dissents in which they are calling out these conservatives. And, you know, naming and shaming and doing it very, very elegantly, very, very well, you know, some just brilliant language. And those dissents, I mean, if you go back and read John Paul Stevens's dissent in Citizens United in 2010, it's breathtaking. It's so elegantly written. It's one of my all-time favorites. Several of these recent dissents have kind of risen to that level of quality, you know? Stuff that will be studied years from now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question for you. I have a question for you about, I'm getting things from Greg Palast, and he claims you may be doing a joint project with him. Curious, why hasn't the Democratic Party made more of this gerrymandering and voter suppression business that Palast is always talking about?
I don't know. It makes me crazy, Ron. I think that they're... I just don't know. I mean, you know, there's clear voter suppression going on. It's being done by Republicans. I think the Democrats have two options, basically. One would be to absolutely raise holy hell about it, which they seem afraid to do, because I think that they're afraid that if they speak out, the Republican rebuttal will be, oh, you want the illegal immigrants to vote, huh? You know, because basically what they'd have to be saying is, you know, all these restrictive rules are, you know, the problem is once you get into the weeds, you know, about how, you know, ID of requirements, you know, discourage people from voting, it's just you lose the argument. And the other way that the Democrats could, so, you know, basically, you know, blowing up with outrage and things are not going to work. But the other thing the Democrats could do, and I am a fan of this, and I know that both Mark Pocan and Ro Khanna disagree with me on this, and probably other representatives do as well, is I think that Democratic-run states, a couple of them anyway, maybe just even one who is all it would take, should start caging. They should start sending postcards into heavily Republican districts. And when those postcards don't get returned, strip them off their voting rolls and do it, you know, in a way that's not secret so that the Republicans start raising hell about it. And the Democrats are trying to rig the elections now. And what might come out of that is a congressional rule or law or even a Supreme Court decision that says, no, you have an absolute right to vote. And if somebody's going to take away your right to vote, it's as difficult as taking away your gun.
Problem with that, though, is like, for example, New York State here, Cuomo, before he discredited himself there, tried to do that, but we have an amendment that really tries to limit that, but it came out in the 60s. That's the problem. Maybe Illinois can get it. I don't think Illinois is one of the few blue states that doesn't have a specific amendment. You can't do that. Yeah. So I think that's going to be a problem, though.
Yeah, it could be. I just think that the Democrats are just way too nice to do it, frankly. But anyhow, Ron, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. Tim in Chico, California. Hey, Tim, what's up?
I wanted to comment on the ICE agents, alleged ICE agents, because we don't really know who they are because they're not wearing an insignia.
Yep.
And I was looking at Romanian police. And they wear their unit and an individual identifier, it appears, letters for their unit and then numbers for their individual officers. And that shows that.
So do the cops in every city I've ever lived in. You've got a badge number.
Yep.
And you got your name on your, on a little pin on your chest.
That's pretty much all I wanted to say. Yeah. We're behind Romania.
When people are hiding their identity, when people are trying to behave with anonymity, you've got to ask yourself why. You know, what are they up to that they don't want you to know about? And they say, oh, we're afraid of getting doxxed. No, I'm not buying that. I'm just not buying that. I'm sorry. Tim, thank you. If you're proud of the work you do, you should be proud of it. Tim, thank you for the call. Steve in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's up?
I'm now 75 years old, and my first memory of politics was 1956. It was a Russian premier by the name of Nikita Khrushchev, and he said that we will take America without firing a single shot.
Yeah, this was at the World's Fair in New York.
Yes, and he also took his shoe off and pounded the table.
Yeah, at the UN.
And from that moment forward, this little 7-year-old was always a little bit wary and scared of Russia. Now, Trump's history with Russia goes back, I think, as far back as 86.
Yeah.
But there's been an awful lot of attempts, I believe, by Russia to without, you know, starting a war with our country, trying to undermine it from within.
Yeah,
and I think what we're seeing now in the second term of Trump, it's absolutely everything is being destroyed. And I have to ask how much of it is they found their stooge. Trump might not even, you know, think about Russia, but Russia's got to be celebrating, you know, up the wazoo. They finally found their mark, and the GOP, for whatever reason, has gone along with it. What do you think?
I agree. I believe that Trump is either intentionally or unintentionally doing Moscow and Beijing's work for them. And Elon Musk helped him, destroying USAID, severely damaged American soft power around the world. They're this week, as we speak, they are gutting the State Department, destroying our diplomatic abilities around the world. They have Tulsi Gabbard and friends have damaged our intelligence services, whether we've politicized our FBI. We have gutted our federal government. Trump is doing what, if you could get inside Russia, or if you could get inside China and you really wanted to damage them, these are the things you do. And I think that this is intentional. And by the way, 86 was when Trump and Ivana first went to Russia to visit, but he married her, I believe, several years earlier than that. And her father was a KGB informant. So I suspect his connections to Russia go back even farther than that. Steve, thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you, Paul.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, guys, I'm talking to you. I have discovered a new deodorant that really, really works. Mando is created for whole body odor control, safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants that you've been using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, which has been clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it is hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com. And use that code TOM.
You're raising your voice, pushing back hard, 'cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight, fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest, even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break, don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire. Sail their life, they stack the deck.
53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mary in Van West, Virginia. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hey, I'm actually out shopping today.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, surrounded by a lot of people who voted red here in West Virginia.
I can imagine.
So what's and I'm mind, just Mary? Talking away. What's on my mind is I found the Epstein list.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Musk said he had it. Remember?
Yeah.
He said he had the list.
Yeah.
Okay, I think he's holding it hostage.
Oh.
You know, he's going to form that third party.
Well, you know, Musk did just get a $200 million contract from the Pentagon to use, you know, to, yes, for his AI. Did. Maybe that was Trump's way of saying, don't release that list.
Yes, he did. And remember when, you know, the Doge bros went in there and they had access to everything? Well, they still do, I guess. They even got rid of things in our history that was, you know, listed. Yeah. They just went in there and wiped everything out.
Yeah.
Who's to say that he didn't get access to that list and leave? You know, maybe the administration for the first time is telling the truth about something. Maybe they don't have it.
Yeah, maybe the Doge kids actually got the Epstein file. That, you know, that is not impossible, Mary. That is not impossible.
I know it's not impossible.
Yeah.
I've been thinking it all along.
I believe it. I got to move along. But, Mary, thank you for the thoughtful call. I appreciate it. That was fascinating. Have a good time shopping there. Rob in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Just great. But we'll get better. What's on your mind today?
So that, I was just piggybacking off her, but not piggybacking, but I think the Epstein files has become the thing that's going to take Trump down. Because it's not just about the Epstein files. You have Tucker Carlson out there trying to correlate this with the Israeli government and Mossad, and then you have Trump giving weapons to Ukraine. All these things I'm watching on news breaking, all these in these little chats. These people are not giving this up. They're not going to give it up so easily about this and how it ties with everything. And they're small-minded, so they're not highly educated at all. So they'll believe what you tell them. And Tucker Carlson and Trump's daughter-in-law just said release some more files. So they're not going to give this up easily.
Yeah.
And it's just too ingrained. It's too ingrained into what they believe.
When you say Trump's daughter-in-law, are you talking about Laura Trump?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She interviewed him on Fox the other day and never brought the topic up, didn't she?
Never brought the topic up. Yeah. But she just came out today. And then reporters came out and asked Trump today before he left for Pittsburgh about this, and he said that they should release it. He said he's giving it up to Bondi now. He's saying Bondi.
So he's throwing Bondi under the bus because MSNBC is reporting that any time now in the next hour or two or three, Pam Bondi's going to hold a press conference. So we'll see what happens. Rob, thanks for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Thursday is coming. Get ready. Tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. And I will catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department is asking the Supreme Court not to take up an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, the former partner of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who was convicted of sex trafficking. ABC's Jay O'Brien says some lawmakers now demanding transparency over the so-called Epstein files after Attorney General Pam Bondi declined to release files, angering some Trump supporters.
There are some Republicans who have said, look, that they express confidence in Attorney General Pam Bondi, who has, of course, been in charge of these disclosures, but even they say the Department of Justice, in their view, has somewhat hyped up what is in these documents and created this problem by saying that these records have these kind of bombshell of disclosures, and then, of course, not delivering when it comes to disclosing some of these records, certain elements of the video.
The Consumer Price Index edging up last month. Analysts say President Trump's tariffs on imported goods are likely behind the rise. It comes as the Federal Reserve is considering an interest rate cut. This is ABC News.